What the fuck was a cripple doing on the third floor? I asked out loud. A little guy with a huge mass of golden hair, a kind of Peter Frampton dwarf, if you could dig that, looked around. His face was pale and pimply. Blood was drying beneath his nose and on one cheek. What, man? He asked. What the fuck was a cripple doing on the third floor of a college dorm, one with no elevator? Wouldn't they have put him on the first floor? Then I remembered Stoke plunging toward Holyoke with his head down and his hair hanging in his eyes, Stoke muttering rip, 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 rip under his breath. Stoke going everywhere, as if everything was his enemy. Give him a quarter, and he'd try to shoot down the whole world. Man, I'm not following you. What? Unless he asked them to, I said. Unless he maybe right out demanded it. Bingo, said the little guy with the Peter Frampton hair. Got a joint, man? I want to get high. This place sucks. I want to go to Hobbiton. Skip became an artist, and he's famous in his own way. Not like Norman Rockwell, and you'll never see a reproduction of one of Skip's sculptures on a plate offered by the Franklin Mint. But he's had plenty of shows. London, Rome, New York, last year in Paris. And he's reviewed regularly. There are plenty of critics who call him Jejun, the flavor of the month. Some have been calling him the flavor of the month for 25 years. A trite mind communicating via low imagery with other trite minds. Other critics have praised him for his honesty and energy. I tend in this direction, but I suppose I would. I knew him back in the day. We escaped the great sinking continent together, and he has remained my friend. In a distant way, he has remained my paisan. There are also critics who have commented on the rage his work so often expresses, the rage I first saw clearly in the papier-mâché Vietnamese family tableau he set afire in front of the school library to the amplified pulse of the Youngbloods back in 1969. And yeah, there's something to that. Some of Skip's stuff is funny, and some of it's sad, and some of it's bizarre, but most of it looks angry. Most of his stiff-shouldered plaster and paper and clay people seem to whisper, light me, oh, light me and listen to me scream. It's really still 1969. It's still the Mekong and always will be.